You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome back to the Study Legal English podcast. I took a short break, but now I'm back with episode 51 and with many more podcast episodes to follow. In fact, the next few episodes are all interviews with legal experts from different sectors from around the world. In today's episode, we hear from a man who, like millions of other people, had to flee from Syria due to war. Now, it's difficult for many of us to imagine what this must have been like, but what we can imagine, and perhaps some of you listeners have experienced this, is being in a country and not speaking the language. Suddenly, despite who we are, despite everything we know, we are helpless without the ability to communicate. And this is a very difficult thing to go through for anyone. So the man that we are hearing from today is in fact a Syrian judge. His name is Judge Nasser Al-Hassan, and he has a wealth of legal expertise. But when he moved to Turkey, he came across many barriers due to language. Thankfully, he came across ILAC, that's the International Legal Assistance Consortium, an organisation that works with legal experts from around the world to help rebuild justice systems in countries which are affected by conflict. ILAC, in collaboration with AJA, the International Association of Young Lawyers, were running a fantastic, groundbreaking programme offering free legal English training to legal professionals displaced by war. And so Judge Al-Hassan began studying on this course, and he agreed to tell me about his experience of learning English. Maybe you can relate to his learning experience. For example, he mentions, as you will hear, the challenge of understanding others speaking English. Now, many of my legal English students have said to me, "Louise, I can speak brilliantly with you in our lessons, and I understand you perfectly. But when I'm in a conference call or when I have to speak to other people, I just can't understand them. They speak too fast, they have a strong accent, they use difficult words." Well, part of learning English is to listen to all different types. And part of what I try to do in this podcast is to present you with interesting topics, as well as to interview both native and non-native speakers to give you the opportunity to hear different accents from around the world. Here, Judge Al-Hassan gives us the opportunity to hear a Syrian accent whilst talking about his really interesting experience of learning English. And I'm sure you'll agree, he's an inspiration, showing that we can all overcome barriers and meet our English goals. So now I will pass you over to Judge Al-Hassan.
Hello everyone, my experience of learning English. At first, let me introduce myself. I am Judge Nasser Al-Hassan from Homs Governorate in Syria. I am 48 years old. Now I am working as a legal consultant at the International Legal Assistance Consortium. My story with learning English. English is the most widely spoken language in the world. A quarter of the world's population speaks this language, which is the second language of each person. It is therefore a great way to communicate with the world. Mastering this language will increase my ability to read and research in the constitutions and laws of other countries. In January of 2016, I began a free English language course funded by the Young German Bar Association. So I decided to take advantage of this opportunity and learn this language. In fact, the beginning was a bit difficult, but I was aware that I had to exert myself, and I made a personal plan. In addition to the course, I started to memorize new words in English and the grammar. As I learned in the course mentioned, there are 4 skills which must be learned in an integrated way of reading, writing, speaking, and listening. So I took the subject gradually and realized that an academic approach was necessary. I was convinced that patience and follow-up is the best solution to overcome this challenge. I actually went step by step, and in the meantime, whenever I met someone who spoke English, I tried to talk to him. But the difficulty was when the other party talked. I needed to put more and more effort into understand. So I started researching the internet for programs that could help me learn English, especially with listening skills. As time passed, I began to feel better with all my skills and started writing my emails in English and translating emails. In fact, at this particular stage, my love for English began to grow and my self-confidence started to increase. But at the same time, I developed my plan to master English without stopping until I reached a good and developed stage. It was not easy and I had great challenges. I don't have time as a student. I have a job and family's duties. All these circumstances were challenging, but the most important and real challenge is the state of war in my country and the negative psychological impact I feel when I follow the news on a daily basis, and this is one of the greatest challenges. Despite all this, I had faced all these challenges and overcome them and reached a good stage in learning in the language of English. Through determination and not despair, and developing plans and programs that fit my daily life. The impact of learning English in my personality and my life. This experience has had a wonderful positive effect, especially in the legal field. For example, once I was looking for the British Constitution, but was surprised that there is no written constitution in Britain. In the legal workshops, I introduce myself and discuss with the foreign trainers in the English language, and this is very enjoyable. Again, I was with my teammates in a meeting with people who speak English, and one of my colleagues had a degree in English, and he was translator, but he translated all day. And so far, a while I was translating, and I felt that I had done a positive job. Learning English has had an impact on my family. In the last year of 2017, when my son finished the secondary school and wanted to choose a university, he preferred to study in English language engineering department. And when I asked him why he chose this branch, he told me that the English language is the means of communication with the outside world. In fact, the English language has made me someone else in my personality. I am now thinking of pursuing my higher studies in English at a Turkish university. The fact that I want to get a PhD in law and study in English is great, and I will strive to achieve this goal as much as I can. Gaziantep, on 12th of July 2018. Judge Nasser Al Hassan.
So that brings us to the end of the episode. I hope you learnt something and are now inspired to progress with your legal English goals and to succeed just as Judge Al-Hassan is doing, step by step. What did you think? What challenges have you faced with English and legal English? Send me your comments to info@studylegalenglish.com. I would really love to hear from you. If you want to find out more about ILAC's projects, go to www.ilacnet.org. And you can find more information about this episode, including the transcript, at studylegalenglish.com/episode51. So thanks for listening and see you next time.